So brand new music right here on Ministry of Sound Radio. You just heard Julio Bashmore, that one called Peppermint. Let me know what you thought of that at Ricky Simmons DJ and at Ministry Radio on Twitter. Moving into something brand new from Tiga and Audion. This one, the Solomon remix of Let's Go Dancing, forthcoming on Turbo Recordings. Got to say a big shout out to Cal. Hello to MOB. Big shout out to Vanilla Ace. Hello to my man Jamie Kemp. Massive shout out to Kurt on Twitter. Hello to Joe Bennett and Claire. Big shout out to Remboy. Hello to Emma. Big shout out to Crim de la Crim, Colin Francis and Steve Kelly. Remember, hit us up on Twitter at Ministry Radio and at Ricky Simmons DJ. All night. And right now I am joined by Tough Love.
With you.
Lads, can we get a quick mic test? Are you in the building? Hello.
Hello, hello. How you doing, buddy? I wanna go.
So I'm joined by Alex and Steph. They form the production duo Tough Love. So hi guys, how are you?
We're good, man. You're
great, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for coming down. You guys have been smashing it in the clubs and in the studio for the last year. You've had releases on Off, Tour Room, Nervous, Love Not Money, Bunny Tiger even, and loads more. Let's start back right at the beginning of the story. How was Tough Love created and when did you start?
Me and Steph have known each other a long time now, but the Tough Love project itself has been together coming up 2 years next month, actually. And just playing on the same circuit and got in the studio and there's a bit of chemistry there. Not that type of chemistry, but a little bit. And, just cracked on and it just worked, really.
You just cracked on with chemistry. That sounded bad as well.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
And how long have you been working together?
Two years, end of next month, for the day, I think.
November, I think our first release was, our first production together, so.
Wicked. And I played your Dawley remix earlier. I love that, and also the recent EP on Andre Crom's Off Recordings. What's been your favourite release of the last year?
There's been a few. I think a couple of surprise releases. The Nervous release done really, really well. Obviously, the Off Recordings release was really good for us. And privileged to kind of be on a Tour Room Records.
Yep.
Remixing Dawley, which was quality.
Wicked. Definitely one of my favourites there. And talking about producers you're supporting at the moment, what kind of tracks are going down well in your club and festival sets?
Everything we play is big and bumpy, really. That's our sound. So anything like that. I think the Friend Within we were supporting for about a year now. He's absolutely smashing it. And there's a few guys coming through. Taylor on our label. Who else? Ongoku.
Yeah, Ongoku's good. Liam Kelsall.
Amin Edge. Got to rep our boys, the French boys.
Yeah, of course.
Amin Edge and dance.
And looking at club and festival sets, have you had a most memorable moment of 2013?
So many, man. It's hard. Privileged was obviously really good. Playing to that crowd over there with the climbers. We had a really good time, man. That was a nice trip. London's been good for us.
Yeah. London seems been great for us. There's been some great experiences. 2013 was quality.
Wicked. And moving on to 2014, I'm sure plenty more to come. Yeah. So going back to the music, who are your main influences when making tracks?
We could be here all day. Now there's a lot. There's a lot from Todd Edwards through to Timbaland, through to the Originators. Like, you're looking at people like MK and stuff for the kind of bubble that we have.
Like the hip house rave scene.
Yeah,
Out
yeah.
Here Brothers, that's me right there.
It's weird, you know, every time I ask that question, people always go back to the 90s. They always go Grant Nelson, they always go Todd Edwards. I really like some of the guys, like George Fitzgerald at the moment, probably one of the biggest producers for me.
Yeah.
Big love for them as well.
We have a lot of garage influences though, like MJ Cole and them kind of guys as well.
Yes. Yeah. No, without a doubt. Juju, what kind of music did you listen to growing up? Garage? 90s?
Steph was.
I'm a big garage man myself. House and garage, obviously, early 90s. But right across the board.
It's
a similar kind of thing for me. I mean, the first house night I ever went to when I was 14 in Ibiza was to see Roger Sanchez play an 8-hour set.
Massive.
I think that's probably the first time I got really gripped into house for a 14-year-old.
Yeah. Wicked. And you've also got your own record label, Get Twisted.
Yeah.
Yes. How did that start and what releases have you got coming up?
That kind of started, I guess, the same as a lot of guys out there. We've got our own family, our own crew that we want to bring through, and you know, we were the first ones to do it from our little group, and start paving the way, and there's so much good music out there that's just not getting represented. So
honestly, you get tired of knocking on labels' doors and people just say no, not listening to it, and then you're like, okay, let's do it ourselves. Yeah,
so next up, I mean, out now, it came out this week as an EP from Taylor featuring a Liam Kelsall remix. With you. Next is an EP from ourselves out in about a month, and then we got stuff coming up from Amin Edge and Dance, Marco Darko, Touchwood, Sydney Charles, if you're listening.
Massive.
And Martin Aiken.
Wicked. Sounds good. And what can we expect from your mix tonight?
Big bumpy grooves, fat bass lines.
Big dirty bases. Yeah. Big drums and crazy little vocal licks. Yeah.
Cool. So let's go into it right now. And you're listening to the sound of Deep House, and we're going into the mix with Tough Love.
Thank you. Thank you. Check.